As of today, we are not saying that if we unite all together, climate will change. No, guys. Recall what we were talking about. We were talking about the fact that our unification, and no matter how hard we try, we will no longer be able to change what will happen, but we will be able to survive. This is true. Isn't that so? Only together. But it's impossible to unite on the position of the consumerist format. Why? For instance, today there are plenty of examples. Far-sighted people, so to say, there are groups and civil associations that look ahead and do it reasonably, and we should give them their due. They do a great job in this respect. And even at some governmental levels, people also see it all. So what do they begin to do? To arm themselves and get prepared. They start building certain, so to say, communes that will provide serious, well-prepared resistance due to the climate change which is soon to come. Meaning, they get ready to take away last possessions from somebody. A fight for life. Such, let's say, just like in the movies, where it is shown what will happen after the apocalypse. And this is classic. And this stereotypical classic has stuck in people's heads. So imagine, people have started to prepare, and this is really so. Not to prepare to resist all this from the human perspective, by uniting everyone in the world. And here's a question. What will unification give us? Some people asked, well, I have united with my neighbor, what will that give me? Will climate change or what? No, my friends. Climate won't change. It's already too late. We've lost the first round. We are already in the second one. At the next stage of this game. Therefore, climate will not change anymore. Will it be worse? It surely will. But we will be able to survive together. Why? I'll just explain to you, may I? Here's the most banal and simple explanation. As of today, imagine, even optimistic scientists tell us that in 50 years, 3.5 billion people will be forced to migrate. Why am I saying that they are optimistic? God grant, with tendency that is taking place in present day, climate change and its progression, God grant that we reach the year 2036. Calmly. I emphasize. Why? This is again math, guys. While they say in the year 2017, 50 more years.
Taking into account that now only hundreds of millions of people are exposed to migration and what difficulties are associated with that, we are being told about 3.5 billion.
Imagine, a half of the population has to move. Let's take even their scenario, meaning half of the globe has to migrate. And you shouldn't think that somebody will move to you, and it's necessary to arm yourself in order to keep them off your house and preserve your property. Why do you think, my friends, that you won't have to go in a well-armed company to somebody's home in order to take away theirs? And why do you think that they are so simple, unarmed and disorganized? And what will that give us? A simple question. Why? Because the lack of resources, impossibility to redistribute all this properly, banal greed, egoism and pridefulness. This is what predominates in our beastly world today. Why beastly? Because it is consumerist. After all, everything humane is destroyed in our world, while everything, pardon me, beastly is promoted. Isn't that so? It is. If we face the truth, lies and deception are everywhere. The main purpose is earnings or something else. Nobody says that earning is bad. It is surely good, but it is necessary to think of something greater. Because soon the times will come when, as it was said in the past, the alive will envy the dead. Why? Because money will be devalued. Neither gold nor diamonds will cost anything. Imagine you're amidst a scorching desert, dying of thirst, but you are dragging a bag with gold or with money, whatever you like more. From whom will you buy anything? Amidst the desert, and who will sell anything to you? Isn't that true?
As of today, there are already examples of this kind.
Sure.
In India, people who live near gold mines say that they are ready to land gold, but not water. I mean, the problem is already acute in various regions.
Of course.
Yes. Moreover, for instance, at the Davos Forum several years ago, leading economists came to the conclusion that fresh water is much more valuable than oil.
But this is really so already. And don't we see that, friends? Indeed, what is happening today indicates that it is necessary to unite precisely because material value should not be dominant. After all, the first of the eight foundations of the creative society says that human life is priceless. The greatest value is human life. And in such a society there is more than enough of everything. Why? This doesn't mean that there won't be money or something else. Yes, there should be some exchange, currency or unit, for redistributing those very benefits, because there should be a market and there should be everything. This is natural, however, when everything belongs to humanity and not to separate individuals. That's when it is. I understand. People will now say, we're talking about some communism, right? My friends, I apologize for digressing, but it's your thoughts that stop my speech. Then we are talking about the creative society as a utopia, right? We are talking about what was already built, and communism is often given as an example. Guys, communism is a prototype of the ideal society. This is what was told to us. And when revolutions were made and people were fooled with the idea that we would build communism, but there had to be a transition period, and what had to be built? Socialism. As a forerunner of communism, what did that very socialism imply? The power and sovereignty of the people. However, those who came to power couldn't give away the power which they had taken. They had taken it from our grandfathers and great-grandfathers. They couldn't give it away, couldn't part with it. Do you know why? A simple example. You know, it's quite funny. In 1917, the revolution took place, and in 1919, they already started building spas and resorts for themselves. A luxurious life. The same thing they're fighting for now. Look, people go to elections and spend a lot of money. For what? Because they love you so much. Isn't it so? And this is true. So in a creative society, no one can have power except people. And people should be responsible for their own decisions. Isn't that so? It is. No one should be higher and no one should be lower. This is done very easily. And you know what is interesting? That indeed, the idea of the creative society is quickly spreading all over the world. We thank those who understand and support it. We did our best, not in vain. A lot of people take this up. Interestingly, even politicians take this up. Most of all, Western politicians take this up, and of a rather high authority. But the only point is that they say, in order for us to rise and start speaking from high rostrums, we need electoral support. Otherwise, how do you imagine that? We can understand them. Basically, nobody holds their tongues, but again, they have group agreements, they have party agreements, and so on. But when people want, and there is an electoral demand, then politicians can speak about this openly. So friends, here's a simple advice to you from politicians. If we provide a demand, they will have to follow it. So we're going back, pardon me, I'll go back to climate. Why? In the creative society, will all of us be able to survive, or almost all? At least, we will preserve our civilization, and we will preserve the future for our children and grandchildren, because all resources belong to people. And when our goal is to survive, meanwhile, we have everything, all resources and all opportunities, we will be able to build in the most promising locations, let's say, those very cities for everyone, where we will have enough space for all, we will be able to create conditions under which, by using modern technologies, it is possible to grow food products on a small plot of land, let's say in vertical buildings and the like. This is practiced now, and no one will die of hunger. Plus, we will be able to develop science when it will be possible to make food products, useful and delicious ones. It will be possible to print them on a 3D printer. This isn't difficult, and all this is possible, and everything will only be healthy, and everything will be only for people. Thus, we will be able to survive those changes that are coming. Why? Guys, I don't want to raise the issue again. January has taught us that we need to talk less. However, there are certain conditions under which, actually, the unification of people in a creative mindset can really eliminate a lot of things, and we will be able to prevent rather big troubles. We can remove them, and they won't happen. But everything depends on us. Again, excuse me, this is not a prediction. This is not divination, this is science, friends. Believe me, this is science. But everything depends on us. We won't be able to stop what is coming, but we can mitigate and alleviate it. And from this new level of ours, we will be able to gradually return to the first level, adjust our life, and live as before, but only in the creative society.